With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police are currently coordinating search and rescue efforts on the scene in Washington, D.C., after officials say a military chopper collided with a regional jet near Reagan Airport. The Pentagon is investigating the accident. There's word the plane was inbound from Kansas. Authorities say there are currently no confirmed casualties. President Trump is ordering violent illegal immigrants to be held at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The president signed an executive order directing federal officials to get facilities in Cuba ready to receive migrant criminals.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them.
He said the move would immediately double the capacity to lock up detainees. The president added that Guantanamo is a tough place to get out of. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate votes to confirm former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to head the EPA. Bob Agnew reports.
As head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Zeldin will help to shape rules that align with President Trump's view of the environment and climate issues. The agency also takes a leading role in the study of environmental challenges and provides assistance to wide-ranging environmental projects. During his recent confirmation hearings, Zeldin said, quote, "I strongly believe we have a moral responsibility to be good stewards of our environment for generations to come." Bob Agnew reporting.
Terror group Hamas is planning to release three Israeli hostages Thursday. It's part of phase one of the ceasefire and hostage deal, with two rounds of releases having already taken place. Five Thai nationals will be freed as part of the exchange. On Monday, Israeli government spokesman David Mincer said eight of the remaining Israeli hostages are dead. This is SRN News. Target abandons the queer trans agenda.
Some say the giant retailer really got the ball rolling on what has come to be known as woke capitalism when it announced in 2014 that it would allow men who are living as women to use women's restrooms and changing rooms. Today, with the winds of changing blowing in the other direction, Target has announced it's joining a growing number of major companies who are pledging to quit pushing the LGBT agenda on customers and supporting left-wing causes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education is investigating Denver Public Schools for alleged discrimination. The district converted a girls' restroom on the second floor of East High School into a co-ed restroom while leaving the other bathroom exclusively for male students. The probe into the bathroom at East High School marks a sharp departure from the department's investigations under Joe Biden, who pushed transgenderism in schools. Parental outrage over the Biden policy helped fuel President Trump's election in November. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve keeps key interest rates unchanged.
The announcement comes even though President Trump has advocated lower interest rates. A question mark for the Fed is whether Mr. Trump will impose tariffs and how they would affect consumer prices as the new year and new administration begin. The policymakers have cut the prime rate for three meetings in a row up till now, down a percentage point to about 4.3% from a two-decade high. The central bank is aiming for inflation at 2%. The annual inflation rate in December measured at 2.9%. George Williams reporting.
The White House says it's evaluating the effect of the new Chinese AI app on national security. U.S. tech stocks took a tumble this week after the new Chinese app DeepSeek came out as a lower-cost AI model. Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt called it a wake-up call to the American AI industry and said the National Security Council is reviewing the app's implications. More details at SRNnews.com.